Hello and welcome to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. My name is Derek, and in today's episode, we're going to be discussing five mental health tips during a COVID-19 coronavirus lockdown. So, how can you take care of your mental health during the pandemic while you are stuck inside your home? We're going to give you some useful tips.
You're listening to the Freedom From Addiction podcast. Hear what leading addiction and recovery experts are talking about, addiction trends, topics, and challenges, as well as personal stories, research, practices, and advances that point the most promising way to freedom.
You know, it is 2020. We are living during a pandemic, and we all know the stress and anxiety and uncertainty and fear that is brought on or brought about by the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic can take a toll on a person's mental health. And nobody really knows when this public health emergency is going to end until now. There's no proven cure for the disease. We all want it to be over. And you know, with most businesses that are shutting down, this also means more people have lost or will lose their source of income this year. You know, it is normal to worry about how this pandemic is going to affect your life. Will you be able to survive the virus if you become infected? How about your loved ones who are at a higher risk? Will you still be able to keep your job? How are you going to pay your bills? It will also not help if you worry yourself nonstop. When your mental health becomes poor, this could also affect your body physically and making your immune system weaker and more likely to catch diseases. And so we're going to talk about some helpful or useful tips during this pandemic. The first one is limit watching COVID-19 news and social media updates. This is so hard. We all want to flip on our local news channel, Fox, CNN, whatever you may watch. You know, there's no shortage of bad news or depressing news during these bad times. And so if these constant streams of negative information is making you anxious, there's one thing to do. You got to switch it off. And while it's important to keep yourself updated on, you know, what's happening every day, there's nothing wrong with that. You should limit watching the news to only, I would say, around twice a day. And this includes checking your social media feed as well. Avoid looking or commenting at toxic comments on social media. We all know they're there. We've all seen them. We've all been tempted to put our two cents in because these will only trigger your anger and make you more upset. Did I mention it's also a political election year as well? Avoid fighting with people. Instead, do your part by staying home and keeping yourself and the people around you healthy. Tip number two, speak to loved ones. You know, when you're isolated from the rest of the world and you can't go about your usual routine, it's easy to feel miserable. Instead of, you know, drowning in your own misery, use this opportunity to speak to your loved ones and reconnect with your friends, especially since this is about freedom from addiction, especially if your loved one is struggling with an addiction. And let me stop there and say, if you or a loved one needs help with a life-controlling addiction, please reach out to Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You can call them at 423-756-5558 or always start at tcmidsouth.org. So, you know, because of the pandemic, you now have more time to talk to one another and have meaningful conversations. And so, you know, if you don't know what to say or you don't know how to start, why not begin the conversation by saying thank you and showing your gratitude for the people that you love? Tell them how much you appreciate their presence in your life. Not only will it make you feel better, but this gesture is also going to help lift their spirits as well. Tip number three. Write down your thoughts. This is so great if you struggle with anger or bitterness, or you really keep everything bottled up in your emotions. Just write down your thoughts. If you're not comfortable voicing out your fears and talking to another person, what could be helpful is writing these thoughts down. Start journaling. Start a journal and use this as a way to vent out your emotions and thoughts. It doesn't matter if there's a structure to what you're writing or if it's making any sense. Just write it down. Just keep writing and type out your thoughts, type out your emotions, type out your fears. And writing is the same as verbalizing your thoughts, and it can be an outlet for you so you won't bottle up all those emotions. Remember, it's a political year. We're living in a pandemic and it's 2020. And so when you finish writing down everything on your mind, start writing down positive things. Even if it's something so small or so minor, just write it down. Write down your thoughts. Be thankful for the things that you can still enjoy, things that you are still able to do, and things that may seem unimportant but are still valuable. Tip number four, relax. Let's all do that now. Relax. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. The COVID-19 pandemic is a unique situation, and in this moment of uncertainty, nobody really knows what's going to happen next, do we? So instead of stressing yourself, just sit back and relax. Enjoy a long bath. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice? Cook a healthy meal. Find an enjoyable book to read. Partake in enjoyable activities that you can do at home, or take the opportunity to recharge and reset your life. And the last tip we want to share with you about some mental health tips during the pandemic is stay productive. One way to keep yourself mentally healthy is by staying productive. If you are constantly worrying about whether you're going to get sick or about your job or how to pay your bills, crying about this will not help you at all. Instead, look for ways that you can use your time productively. And let me just say this again as I finish today. If you or a loved one is struggling with substance abuse, help is available. If you're struggling mentally, help is available. You can contact Adult and Teen Challenge Mid-South today. 423-756-5558 or on the web, tcmidsouth.org.